Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday morning devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We've been talking and praying this week about living with great joy, and not just experiencing great joy, but sharing great joy with others, a joy that we find in Christ. And today we're going to pray specifically about great joy through the love of others, by loving people like God calls us to, by loving people like we want to be loved, by loving people like God loves us. And text today that we're going to wrap the devotion and prayer time around is Philemon 1, verse 7. It says, "Your love has given me great joy and encouragement because you have refreshed the hearts of the saints." Again, if just to keep everyone or all of us from getting tripped up over that word, when the Bible talks about saints, it's talking about those who have been set apart for God's exclusive use. That's all of us who have been adopted into God's family. If you're a Christian, if you have surrendered your life to Jesus, if He's washed away your sin, you are a saint. And so this verse that talks about the joy and encouragement that comes as we refresh the hearts of one another, and knowing that people are being loved and people are being cared for. For Paul, as he writes, it's a great joy and encouragement to know that while he's away, while he can't be there in person, that others have stepped up and they are caring for one another. They are loving one another. They are refreshing the hearts of one another. One of the reasons that God commands us and instructs us and does everything He can to encourage us to meet together is that we can refresh one another. We can encourage one another. We can come to a realization that we're not living life alone. And so many times the enemy wants to isolate us. And the more that we become isolated, the more that we begin to think and believe that no one cares, that we're in this by ourselves. And when we realize the value of checking in on each other, that it's not a task that's reserved exclusively for preachers or elders or anyone else. It is our responsibility, but it's everyone's responsibility also. And I know as one that sits in the role that I do, it's a great joy to me to know that people are being loved and cared for. That it's not all on my shoulders. As it shouldn't be. As it shouldn't be all on your shoulders. We do this together. We love one another. And when we discover those that are being overlooked, just as they did in the book of Acts, we make a plan and we determined to care for everyone. You see, that's the way of God. The Bible says that God was not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance, to a knowledge, a saving knowledge of Jesus. It wasn't something that's just for a select few or those that are specially called. God's desire has always been that each person would come to know Him. The Bible says that's why He's patient. That's why He's long-suffering in holding off the return of Jesus, so that more can have opportunity to know Him in a full and meaningful way. You see, we experience great joy when we live a life that receives refreshment from the people around us, that receive encouragement, that receive the building up that we need. But sometimes it's easy to think about receiving great joy when others are blessing us. But how about when God calls us to bless others, or when others are blessing others? You see, we ought to rejoice with those that rejoice, with those that are being encouraged, with those that are being helped. And sometimes we get into that competitive spirit that becomes discouraged when someone else is being lifted up, because we wanted that. We thought we deserved that. And the good news in Christ, that there's room at the foot of the cross for all of us to be lifted up, for all of us to be encouraged. So think about the stories of those lost items that Jesus told, the lost coin, the lost sheep, the lost son. That which was already in possession of the owner was taken care of, was kept safe. But when that which had been lost was found, there was great encouragement and joy that was called out to everyone to participate in. And when we live in the model of Christ, we ought to be encouraged and be filled with great joy when we see others be picked up, be brought to reason, be restored. We need to be those encouragers, those helpers, those who refresh others. Not only because doing so brings joy into our life, but it brings joy to those who are watching, to those who care, to those who long for hope. I think so many times we get filled in our minds with stuff going on that is depressing and discouraging, and we forget the great joy that exists when we share stories of kindness, of care, of concern. It doesn't take a whole lot sometimes to brighten the day of another person, to even brighten our own day, if we're willing to stop and show the love of Jesus to someone else. And when we see the love of Jesus being expressed by someone to a person in need, to a person around them, it ought to fill us with great joy, just as it fills the person extending the love and the person receiving the love. when we realize the family that God has brought us to, there ought to be great rejoicing when a family member is successful. There ought to be great rejoicing when a family member is lifted up and restored to wholeness. There ought to be great rejoicing when a family member receives the care of the rest of the family and their burden is shared and made lighter. You see, this great joy ought to fill our life, whether we're able to physically be present in the midst of that refreshing or whether we're simply hearing about it. As a parent, we like to hear good stories of our children. And we rejoice simply by the news that someone else noticed the goodness in them. And when we live for Christ, we experience great joy, not simply because of the goodness that we do, not simply because of the goodness that we experience, not even simply because of the goodness that others do to the people around them. But this great joy begins because we experience the good of our God expressed towards His children. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. You've given us people in our life that encourage us, that lift us up, that help us, that teach us, that correct us, that simply rejoice with us. And Father, you fill our life with great joy when we realize how you use others to refresh the people around them, just as you use them to refresh us, just as you use us to refresh others. And Father, all of it's possible because we've received that incredible cleansing and refreshing from your Spirit, from the presence of you simply dwelling within us. Father, may we live with a great joy in knowing that people are loved, in being a part of loving people like you love us. And whether we're able to be involved or not, whether we personally benefit or not, may we experience the joy of seeing others succeed, of seeing others lifted up. Father, may we learn not simply how to mourn and grieve with those who are filled with sorrow, but may we learn how to rejoice fully with those that are filled with joy. Father, may we be people who grow in our care for one another. May we notice those deeds of kindness. May we applaud your work in the lives of others. May we be filled with that good pride of seeing you at work. Father, today may we represent Jesus well. May our actions lead to great joy in the lives of others. Father, today I pray specifically for my friend David. It's be doing some testing at the Mayo Clinic again. I pray that you would give him a sense of peace and calm that the testing they do would provide accurate results and good results that give direction and help. I pray that his day would be blessed greatly, and that even in this time of medical testing and testing that sometimes feels and seems overwhelming, may you use him to bring great joy to those that he'll encounter today. Father, for every one of us as we go through life, and whether today is filled with things that we look forward to, or whether today is filled with things that we really aren't that excited about, may we see the opportunities within each aspect of life to bring joy to others, to be a blessing, to be filled with joy. Father, as we make the most of those opportunities, may we be deliberate about lifting up Jesus so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday morning devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.